New research could put added pressure on the New England fishing industry. A sweeping new study concludes that climate change is putting global fish stocks on the move. Published in the newest issue of the journal Nature, the study shows that for the past 40 years now, warming waters have been driving global fish stocks north toward cooler, deeper waters. And as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, that includes northeast groundfish, such as cod and flounder.
When fishery biologist Judd Crawford was growing up in New England, he never saw some of the species that are now common in northeast waters.
Populations of blue crab, which we think of as being something that we see in the Chesapeake Bay. We see Atlantic croaker, which we think of as a mid-Atlantic species, moving increasingly northward.
And he sees far fewer codfish. Sure, waters have been warming. Last year, the surface temperatures in the Northeast Shelf Large Marine Ecosystem were the highest ever recorded. But the observed changes in local fish populations could be caused by any number of things. But now, for the first time, a widespread study concludes that's not a local problem.
Global ocean warming already affects the fisheries around the world by changing the species compositions of the catch.
That's William Chung, a fishery scientist at the University of British Columbia and the lead author of the study. He analyzed fish catches globally over a long time, from 1970 to 2006. What Chung found is a clear trend, not just here, but all over the world.
We are seeing changes in composition of fish catch with increasing catch of warmer water species and less proportions of cooler water species.
Chung says the trend of more tropical and subtropical species is especially acute in the more temperate American waters off of Alaska and New England. Commercial fishermen in the Northeast have been seeing this. As a group, they didn't catch nearly as many cod and other groundfish this past year as they were allowed. Richie Canastra is the co-owner of the New Bedford and Boston seafood auctions.
Some of our largest processors here in New England have had to resort in importing fish from Iceland, Norway, Newfoundland, and Canada as primary source of haddock and cod.
Canastra was speaking at a recent rally on Boston's fish pier where he called for raising catch limits, but the study authors suggest otherwise, and so does fishery biologist Judd Crawford with the Pew Charitable Trust, which partly funded the study. He says the way to help groundfish such as cod and haddock that are being squeezed by warmer waters is to lower other pressures, like commercial fishing.
A very important response is going to be to substantially improve the way that we protect ocean habitat.
The new study could inform a policy decision due next month. The National Marine Fisheries Service is set to decide whether to open 5,000 square miles of protected New England waters to bottom trawl fishing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.